Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos Halavavos. We are in the midst of a section known as Shar HaBitachon. And of course, we've been discussing Bitachon in a lot of different ways. Some of the Bitachon we've been discussing has been for people to try to have their trust in Hashem about their Parnassah. Some of it, and of late, we've spent more time trying to figure out what it means to have Bitachon in the service of Hashem. And again, a reminder, the Chovos Halavavos had told us that when it comes to serving Hashem, there's a three-step process that we go through. The first is that we have to recognize that there's a choice to be made and that we have to choose step two, that we are going to totally choose that choice, and we stick to the path we want. And then the third one is just do it. And really the truth is that within that thought process, the Chovos Halavavos asks what the difference is between that process that exists by service of Hashem, by Avodas Hashem, versus, say, the choice what to do in terms of making a business deal. Do I make this deal? Do I do real estate? Do I go into this deal? Do I pull out of this deal and put my money in another place? Do I bet on investing in New York City? Which I believe 8 or 9 or 10 months ago, people would have said was a surefire bet. And today it's just a fire bet in light of all the craziness that's going on in the world. And we always ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show us a system and show us a means and a way to be able to figure it out. So why is it that we make a differentiation between this three-step process that exists by Avodas Hashem and not as far as the other types of Bitachon are all about? So the Chovos Halavavos says, you have to understand there's a fundamental difference between the Bitachon for Avodas Hashem and the Bitachon in other matters. See, in other matters, we just don't know what is going to happen. We have to choose what we're going to do. We have to choose to go ahead and do it in a certain way. And then we have to hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it work out. That's where the Bitachon element comes into play. The Bitachon begins already in the choice stage of the process. Avodas Hashem works totally different. Avodas Hashem, when we turn around and we daven, it's very different than when we daven for Hashem for clarity as to what we're supposed to do. When it comes to davening, let's say, for Parnasa, we turn to Hashem and we say, Baruch Aleinu es Hashana Azos, B'Sein Bracha Pnei Adama B'Sabeinu Mituva. We ask Hashem, give a bracha to the ground, give us a bracha in the process, and then give us the means to be able to benefit from the bracha. Over here, though, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, we don't ask Hashem for the clarity. We don't have to first say Atachonein when it comes to Avodas Hashem for us to know how to think, right? And to give us the das and the bina so that we make the right choice. No, Avodas Hashem, we already know what the right choice is. We know what God expects of us. We've already figured that part out. Instead, our issue when it comes to Avodas Hashem and our Bitachon is that when we figure it out, that He gives us the opportunity to complete that which we are supposed to do. So we daven for to Hashem, says the Chovos Halavavos, not for clarity of what I'm supposed to do, but rather for the opportunity to let us take our thought process and carry it through to completion. Rav Matzis Yo Solomon says, look, when you think about the service of Hashem, think of the bracha of Ava Rabba. Every day before we say Shema, we say Ava Rabba Hashem Elokeinu. Ava Rabba Avtanu, you loved us, and you showed us great mercy. And then we daven to Him and we say to Him, Avinu Av HaRachaman, great Almighty God, show us Rachmanas, give us the ability, Lishmoa, Lilmodu, Lalamid, Lishmor, Velaso, Sulakayim. We ask Hashem to give us the clarity and to learn and to teach and to listen. And the fact is that at that point in time, we've already made a choice. When we daven to Hashem, we already chose. Otherwise, we wouldn't bother asking for the Lilmodu Lalamid. We chose that learning is a process. We chose that Lishmor Velasos, that doing that which God already asked of us, is something we've already chosen as a path in life. All we're asking Him is to help us achieve that which we already know we want. When it comes to a parnasa, we may want the benefit of the parnasa, but we don't know exactly in that moment what it is we're looking for. We just don't know. We want the benefit. We don't know the path to get it. We have to choose. Are we going into business? Are we going into education? Are we going into one of the helping fields? Is it better for us to go ahead and invest this way or put our time into that? And so these are two different avenues of Bitachon and two different prospects of Bitachon. Avodas Hashem has an advantage. We know what God expects of us. When it comes to everything else, it doesn't exactly work that way. And so therefore, as we go through our day, when we look for opportunities to practice bitachon, let's recognize that sometimes the practice of bitachon is easier when we already know what he expects of us. Realize, think, understand that at least 2 to 3 times today, you're going to have an opportunity to make a choice how to spend money, how to earn money, how to engage and eat, etc. Realize and ask yourself first, what is Hashem's expectation of me in this moment? And then see if you can bring it out to fruition. Have a wonderful, terrific day.